Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Whiplash Talk. This is Sunshine, and we are so excited to have you here today. We are continuing our show from last week with my guest, Rob Anderson, and Poppy, as some people know him, others know him as Shane. So welcome, guys. Welcome back.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Shane.
I just want to say thank you.
Absolutely. We had so much fun last week. We had some really good feedback. A lot of people were like, Shane, where have you been? It was so good to hear your voice. They were super excited. So we hit some good stuff. We talked about some stuff. Shane, you were there for support and listening in and gave some really good comments. And I just kind of wanted to take it on. At the very end, we ended kind of on synchronicities. And I think that's a great place for us to kind of start just talking about synchronicities and maybe how to recognize them. Rob, I think you had said that some people look at it as, you know, well, that was kind of a coincidence, and not always is it a coincidence. So Rob, you want to kick it off?
Sure. I'll start with my synchronicities. I have two quick ones that I'll share with this week, and then we can kind of go to talk with you guys about what you see them as, because,
yeah,
you know, I know everybody goes with the 11-11 and all that stuff when you get into down that spiritual rabbit hole, and then you realize, okay, that's, you know, track and barcode times and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
What do the synchronicities look like? If, you know, like say you lived in a forest out of time, what would synchronicities look like to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
If there was no numbers, because those, and I was listening to a show and Ron said, you know, synchronicity is probably still not divine energy. He said it's probably the best type and the highest type of duality to be on, but it's like I read in a book somewhere, it was called only the unenlightened mind still looks for signs. And so if we see those synchronicities, like if we're in perfect peace energy all the time, then everything's a synchronicity. You know, so I always feel that if I see one, maybe I was out of sync. And so I'm like synced back up and I'm like, oh, okay, I was in my head or something. But so this week, last night, I went for a walk in the evening and it was pitch black out. And I was walking through this little like protected forest area. It's not very big, but it's what I got. So I go there when I can and hang out with the trees.
Right.
And as I was walking through there, it was like really dark. Like you could just barely see, you know, there was maybe some house lights on in the distance. So it was enough that I didn't have to have a light on or anything like that, or a flashlight.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just, as my eyes adjusted, but I noticed something up in the tree and I was like kind of startled by it. And I was like, what the heck is that? It's not usually there. And so I took out my cell phone and took the light and shone it on it. And it was a big snowflake. And that was synchronistic because the day before that, I was talking about snowflakes and I was doing something about, I was doing a show of my own and I was talking specifically about snowflakes and how, you know, our frequency and we're all like snowflakes for the people article. And then I see this giant snowflake in the forest. And then, three days ago, I was like, I've been wanting to do this for a really long time. I wanted to submit this screenplay that I wrote and I finally got the jam to put it together and write a letter to the people there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I didn't email it. I snail mailed it. I like literally printed it out and wrote a letter and put it in a package.
Cool.
And went to the post office and mailed it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was to Icon Productions.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got out and I was walking through the parking lot, I look over and I see a custom license plate and it was ICONTEM. So I was like, Icon Team, Icon Productions. I was like, that's amazing.
What? Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah. So those are my two little ones for this week.
That's good. Shane, you got any?
I got one. I had several, but I've got one in particular. I think maybe people can learn from the experience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this week I was really busy working and I'm trying to stay in the moment as I'm working. I was busy helping people. I'm going to try to use my words.
Right.
So one afternoon I had a break and I felt like I was being disconnected a little bit because I'd been so busy.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was I took some time for myself. And one of the places that I started connecting with my spirit at was when I would go visit my grandmother's grave in the cemetery. And so I decided to take a break. I hadn't been up there in a while, and I go there, and I had brought my headphones with me, and I kind of just sat there in peace and lay on my back and by her grave, and I look up at the skies. It's dark at night. And as I'm looking there, and I'm connecting, and I'm connecting, and all of a sudden I see stars shooting back and forth across the sky. Mm-hmm. It's like they're putting on a show for me. It's like one goes one direction, stops, and goes another direction and stops very fast. You like, and mm-hmm. like beams with light, boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sitting there, and I got my headphones on, and I'm connecting, going in, and I'm thanking, you know, my grandmother, you know, and other close friends of mine that had passed away. And I'm sitting there and I'm thanking and trying to connect with the source. And my phone rings and my head connected to my headphones. And it's my children's, my two youngest children's, it's their mother. And she calls me. And in the middle of the phone call, well, what I had asked before, I was like, I'm trying to connect with you, source. I'm trying to, you know, get back to that connection. I want to communicate with you better. I've been busy. And then I'm sitting there and she calls and she's on the phone. Well, my two kids in the background, they start bickering with each other and yelling at each other. And out of nowhere, their mother, which is on the phone with me, says to them, "Okay, y'all stop. We have to find an easier way to communicate. We're going to make, we're going to create a better way to communicate, and it's going to be a lot easier for both of us." Now she's talking to my kids.
Right.
And then my kids say, "Well, is that dad on the phone?" My oldest runs up and says, "Hey dad, are you watching Dancing with the Stars?" Her mother says, "Your dad doesn't watch Dancing with the Stars. That came on last night." And she says, "Oh no, he's watching Dancing with the Stars." And she didn't even know that I'm sitting there watching stars go back across the sky. And then, and when she got on the phone with me, when she got back on the phone, she says, "I used to watch Dancing with the Stars with Dre." Well, the lady Dre, I had just got finished thanking her and trying to connect with her and giving her grace, and she's passed on. So that was a synchronistic, that's a in the moment realizing that through other people. So does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm understanding. I'm comprehending what you're putting down. Yeah, I thought it was amazing. Little ones, our friend Q has always said that littles, you know, see things that, you know, we've had programmed out of us. And so her saying, "No, dad is watching Dancing with the Stars," does not shock me at all, because she's probably seeing things that, you know, you and mama can't see. So that's pretty awesome. What do you think, Rob? Right.
Yeah, no, I love it. I'm always looking for things like that. And then I wonder, you know, is it my spirit or is it just the alien generated holographic reality, right?
Right. On the holodeck.
I think if it's positive, like I have so many and I'm always seeing them in custom license plates and even little things. I think I told you last week, Sunshine, about how a couple of years ago we had, where I live, we had literally, I think it was 28 days of overcast, and I was like, I can't handle this anymore, and I went and bought a full spectrum light bulb. At my house I had started seeing, my mom was I guess she bought vitamins and they were called Spectrum, and right. So I was like, okay, Spectrum, full spectrum light bulb, Spectrum things. And then as I was wanting to learn how to fly, and I'd been scoping out this local airport, and I didn't know what the name of the flight school was, and so I started telling you. And then one day my mom's like, "Oh, I found a flyer downtown, and it was," and she's like, "That flight school that you were looking at, they have lessons," and she hands it over to me, and the flight school's called Spectrum Airways, and I was like, amazing. So I went there looking to do a work swap, and I was like, "Well, this just is so perfect," and I made a proposition. I was going to do a work swap and get my pilot's license in exchange for flight hours and doing training videos for them, and so we were going to call it the full Spectrum. And
that's so cool.
Yeah, shining light on all things aviation. So it's like,
yeah.
Yeah. And so, but like little things like that, like if you notice, you know, or like Shane was saying, like somebody saying something. Another time I was stuck, it was a Sunday and it was really cold and snowy out, and I just didn't even leave the house all day. And I was kind of stuck in my head because it was just, you know, one of those days where it's like your mood reflects what's going on out in the outer world. And I was really in my head that day about stuff, and I couldn't stop worrying because I just didn't know where, you know, there was things like for rent. And I was just like, okay. And I take the garbage out. The only time I left the house all day, which is strange for me because I usually force myself to go for at least a 40-minute walk just to get out. But today I was like, I'm taking the day off. I don't feel like walking. It's too nuts out there. And so the only time I left the house was like 9 p.m. to go take the garbage out. And as I'm taking the garbage out, I can hear kind of somebody's playing music in the car, right? But because the doors are closed, you can just kind of hear the bass or whatever. You don't really hear the lyrics. And as they open the door, it's Cranberries, Zombie. So like the only lyrics I hear is "In Your Head," and then they turn the car off. So that was like that's all that got played. And I just started laughing out loud. Like I was like, oh my God. I was like, that's the way it works. Like that's Source being like, you're that's in your it. Head. Like we see you in your head, get out of your head.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you guys hear Wee Woo in the background? She's wanting to jump up on something. She's just meow, meow, meow. So I'm trying to get her to stop. So she's serenading you guys if you can hear her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have noticed that you need to get out in public a little bit. You got to get out there and learn to navigate through that noise. Mm-hmm. And it gets really exciting when you can do that. Like what you're talking about, Rob, of getting out there and seeing the synchronicities of things happening. Some days are a lot, depending on what's going on, a lot more energetic. Mm-hmm. And you can just see things moving. You know, I see signs and symbols on the side of trucks. And here's an example. I was speaking with someone. She's a very beautiful, like being, and she was wondering, she's wanting to go to a Key West. And this happened today, and she was debating on it. I don't know the outcome of what she decided to do yet, but what I'm saying is, today I'm sitting outside, I walk outside my door, and all of a sudden a truck, and I live in a secluded area, but a truck comes pulling up beside my house, pulling a boat, and stops right in front of the house, and on the side of it, it's got Key West in parentheses. So, you know, awesome. you have to ask yourself,
right,
is that person like asking questions? Are they asking questions and it's coming through to me, mm-hmm, to give her an answer? Or is that confirmation? You know, so you have to let these things unfold when you see them. It's really a truly amazing. I have several others that I can that happened this week, but just to be cautious and respectful to them, right. I can't really talk about it, but
right.
A lot of amazing synchronicities this week.
Awesome. Well, I know that one happened to me, I think it was last week. I mentioned it a little bit, but when a person came into where I was working and they just struck up a conversation with me, I was up on a stepladder changing out a display. And they just struck up a conversation and, you know, realized that I just moved to the area and just blurted out, "Are you looking for a house?" I'm like, "Well, yes, I will be looking for a house. Well, I have one that I'm going to be selling." And I'm like, this area is like, well, let's put it this way. I moved from a 4-bedroom, 2-bath house to a 750 square foot apartment, if that tells you guys what the prices are like here. So I'm like, yeah, there's no way I could afford it. And then he tells me it's got like little peekaboo views and stuff. I'm like, oh yeah. Well, he continued to share that it, you know, his mother, when she retired, she loved this area and she retired to here and she fell in love with the house and it was kind of a fixer up or tear down when she bought it. And they've really never done anything to it. And I'm like, well, maybe there's a shot. So I drove by, I got the address. I drove by and looked at it and called because there was a car pulling out right when I was going by. And this was like a day or so later. So it wasn't like we had set up a time to meet. And I drove by and when I drove by and saw the property and I was going to circle back to go look at it, there was a car pulling out. And so I called the person that told me about it And I said, I'm driving by the house. Would it be okay if I walk the property? Are you here now? I'm like, well, yes, I'm in the area. And he goes, well, I'm right here. And he goes, yeah, come on down. I'll show you the house. And so he showed me the house. It's definitely a fixer-upper, but I'm not one that's afraid of stuff like that. You know, I'm good with that. As long as it's solid and I don't have more critters living inside than just my two cats, if you know what I mean. So anyway, there were some potential for some good, you know, peekaboo views and stuff like that. And the funny thing is when he sent me the information, for those that have followed, you know, Whiplash Talk for a long time, and those that are also following, thank you, BBS. I'll be there in just a second. We've got a caller, guys. So the person that sent me the information, he gave me his name, and his name was John Kennedy. I'm like, can you be kidding me? I'm like, wow, that's pretty awesome. And I'm like, you know, is your middle name, you know, Fitzgerald? And so I know you. So, and there was just a lot of synchronicities that happened with that, because I'd shared with Shane earlier, another house that I was interested in that's a big fixer, that would be a big fix, has some drainage issues as well, but they're asking an astronomical price. So, but anyway, that was kind of cool. So, yeah, guys, we've got Karen from Pennsylvania. Let's go ahead and let her in. Karen, are you here?
I am here with you beautiful people. How are you?
We're great.
Hi, Karen. Good to hear your voice again.
It was Rob.
Oh, yeah. Rob. Hey, Karen. I was so happy when you came on. Hi, Shane.
Hi. How are you?
Go ahead. We were talking the other day, Karen, and you shared such a cool synchronicity with me. Would you mind sharing that with the listeners?
Yeah, and it's just a small example of the new norm. Mm-hmm. And so I don't watch, I said this before last week, I don't really generally watch a lot of TV, but I just turned it on. And there was, right on the TV, some movie was on. And I just left it there. And it was like some 16-year-old who wakes up in a different spirit every day as a different teenager. And it kind of stretched me a little bit to watch it. But during the movie, there's a clip where the dad basically gave up, like basically gave up his whole life. And
Karen, come back.
I lost her on my end.
Yeah, I did too. Oh, darn. BBS, if she comes back, let us know.
I think there's another caller too.
Yeah, we're going to wait a little bit on that one. We'll read the chats. We'll wait a little bit and see if we can get Karen back. I know that Karen had shared this story with me, so I'll go ahead and start. It talked about I wish she was here. There was a movie that she was, it wasn't a movie that's on a big screen that everybody knew about. She was just actually, it just kind of popped up in her feed. And the person, I'm going to be a little careful. I'll let her share the details, but the person that was the parent was in a particular line of work, same as Karen. We'll leave it at that. And a teenage daughter was in their art studio because dad was painting again. And she was walking through, she was walking through his studio and basically said, so why do you paint? And in saying, why do you paint? He was like, well, you know, I when did you start painting again? I think was the first question, maybe.
And back, Charlie. Like,
oh, can good. You hear me? Yes, please tell the story. I'm doing a horrible job.
It's about okay. The movie. It's because there's so much light on this call that it's going to give us problems, but we're going to go for it.
Do it.
Oh, my goodness. I'm turning Wi-Fi on and off, turning cellular on and off. You know how it goes. But anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
That's because they don't want us together, but we're going to force this, right?
Absolutely. Do it.
So Yeah. So the movie, the daughter goes up to the father and says, and now this is the spirit in the daughter, because, you know, everybody thought the dad was crazy and they were all mad at him. And the daughter says to him, "Why do you paint?" And he says, "Well, no, you never asked me that before." And she said, he said, "Well, when I got into insurance, I gave up painting and I gave up a piece of myself." And he just went on and on. And it's my freaking story. And I'm like watching this going, you can't make this shit up, right?
I'm like, when you sent that to me.
And then I sent you the clip.
Yeah. She sent me the clip without any notes. She just sent me the clip and I was howling laughing. I'm like, oh my gosh, they cast that wrong. That was supposed to be a female. So it was really.
My story's on TV a lot. It's different characters. I see it like, I'm like, you know what? They're copying off my life because it's so colorful. It's so crazy that half the shit we see on TV is my damn life.
Right? It's a crazy. Yeah. We, the synchronicities that we see, there are things to where, you know, we know that, wow, that just fell into place. And then there are some, like Rob was talking about, that, like, okay, is that aliens jacking with me? Or was that synchronicity, you know? And I've never studied out the number stuff. I never got into that because coming out of Christianity, you know, that was voodoo, evil, wicked. So I never even got into it because I was such a good little Christian. So good. Yeah. That was an air quote. You guys didn't see the air quotes that I did.
Oh, we felt it. We felt it.
Hey, girl, I got 12 years of Catholic school. I got you. I know.
Right? So I never went there. So I don't know all the number stuff. But it's so weird. I was talking to a friend yesterday. I won't disclose who it was because I don't have their permission, but I was talking to them yesterday. We had a really good talk. And about the time I think I've got my big girl panties on and I'm like doing this thing, man, I'm ascending, right? I've got this, right? I talked to a friend, whomever it might be, and it's like, I do still have challenges with, and Karen, please stay on. I do have challenges with, you know, thoughts. And I'll just, you know, with having a clear mind, like nothing in there. And I'm like, it's like constant sometimes, like, you know, commanding my spirit to take the thoughts of my head and drop them into my heart, you know, doing the elevator, do-do-do-do-do-do-do, counting down, that kind of thing. And I'm like, what is wrong? And it's like, I thought, I really felt that I was making progress. But after the call that we had, I was energized and I was encouraged, but I was like, gosh, dang it. This is not an easy battle that we're in against these people that have taken us as slaves and have controlled us for millennium. And I asked a question that I didn't know. Maybe all of you guys do, but I didn't know. And it's like, man, am I even going to be able to ascend? And it's like, if you're a light being, you're ascending, you're source. And source is ascending. You know, the planet's ascending, source is ascending. So yes, you're ascending. The question is if you have 100% of light back in your body, is your body going to ascend with you? I'm like, well, shit, I didn't know that. Okay. That kind of makes sense, actually, because source is ascending, right? So yeah, I'm a light being, I'm out of here. But am I going to be able to take my body with me? And I'm curious, did you guys have that interpretation? Did you guys know that? And I'm just all out here in left field like a ding dong. Somebody jump in. Airspace is bad on the radio. Somebody jump in.
I was just waiting for anybody else. Go ahead, Shane.
So what I experience is that we are ascending now by receiving more knowledge and light. The more light we receive, the more knowledge that we receive. So, and this is through experiences of what I have found in synchronicities of what's going on where I'm at right now. What I'm observing is when I was by myself and I wasn't connecting with Sunshine or got into Lucia's class and Robin, you know, I have to give a lot of credit to Robin because right. Robin's kind of connected us all together.
Right.
So before I got into those synchronicities, it was like I was waiting for that moment. And I grew my relationship with Source, with my spirit guiding over the 7 years. And then it was, okay, you need to do this. So I started doing things that wasn't normal for the old earth, the systematic earth. I started going the other direction. So what I'm trying to say is, when I was connecting with you, everyone, like right now, everyone, we're doing this right now to unite. And right. Q always says that we're here to help teach them, right? They don't live in this duality. They don't live in this dense reality. They can't be here in the human body. They can come in and out, but they, mm-hmm. They can't stay here. We're actually living it. So it's a lot tougher than it is from what they're doing. So we're actually creating this process and system to learn how to deal with this. And we are actually all finding each other right now. And what I've, through these experiences, what I'm seeing is we are all so very connected. Mm-hmm. So for example, everyone that I'm speaking to, I'll speak to somebody and they'll say, I just asked my spirit to help me communicate with spirit better. And then boom, you called me. Now, and I'll say, okay, well, what do you get from that? What does that tell you? Mm-hmm. And because I have to let, when we ask these questions, we have to let people answer. Like, so she has to try to answer it and figure it out on her own. But what I'm seeing is us all uniting, Rob and Carolyn, Karen, Aloha. We're all coming together for a reason. For a reason. And we're actually creating a ripple and uniting. And we're actually teaching each other. So the more light we get in, the more knowledge you get, Sunshine, the more knowledge you get, Rob, the more knowledge you get, Karen, the more the knowledge the audience gets. So when the audience is listening to this, the last show that we did, my best friend was listening in, and he, just from him listening to the shows, this one, and then the PRQ Homestead, and then the Being Inspired, just from him listening to the shows, and he stays busy all the time, just from him listening to the shows that very day, he got so excited. He raised his frequency. Things started kind of making sense to him. Then he started experiencing them in his reality of what we were talking about that day. Yeah. So what I'm saying is we are ascending. Yeah, we are ascending right now.
I agree.
The more knowledge we get, we're not missing it. We're creating it.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that there's like a lot of different scenarios for everybody. There's a dark side ascension. There's the true light ascension, which, you know, creation lightship teachings. And that's our, and then there's going to be, you know, people getting taken sideways. And I've heard a lot of things. And like even Ron said one time on one of his shows that there's a room on the light ship with all possibilities. And so as I mm-hmm. kind of dip in and listen to other people, one person I listened to before I found Ron and Q was Marina Jacoby, and she was doing channeling from Council of Nines and things like that. And I know channeling's bad, but I try to mm-hmm. just pick up the synchronicities and pick up what people are talking about. Where's the truth? And then where's the darkness in there? Where's the mind energy, right? And right. so there is a possibility, like if all possibilities exist, you're going to get that. Everybody's going to get what their mind belief system is. And that's, you know, Ron has spoken about that. And that's, you know, dark side of the mind, but we can create whatever we want. So heaven and hell or whatever it wants to be, we're all going to kind of get our own version of reality in some way, shape or form, because we're kind of co-creating that all together. So we'll get what we want to see in some ways, right? As like a self-fulfilling prophecy. And so And I think that there is something special about this ascension that like mm-hmm. that they came in and they realized like, man, shit's really sideways here. Like it's gone past where it's supposed to go. And so maybe there is some special thing because, you know, like if the website's up still running and we're still here, that means it hasn't happened yet and all this kind of stuff. So I think there's a little bit of a special, like Shane was saying, everybody's connecting, but there's some special. Like maybe in the past it would have been, okay, this is ascension, it's happening. Like Ron said, there was only 1,500 people around that did it when Jesus was here. And it's like, okay, let's go or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think this time everybody needs, because nobody, like this stuff hasn't been taught until you find the right people. I've searched for a long time and I only found this stuff like a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And so it's not prevalent. And I mean, I grew up Catholic like everybody else and going in and out of different churches, United, and trying different things and Buddhism mm-hmm. and reading, you know, the Bhagavad Gita. And I've read pretty much, you know, just looking for stuff. Urantia,
hungry.
Yeah. Trying to find real truth. And something mm-hmm. inside of me knows that none of it's real truth. And so will you get to do the real ascension? I think that's why homesteading is so important. If you really mm-hmm. want to do the true light ascension, it's no big deal if you don't. If you don't want to go to the light, not everybody does. Everybody's right. different ages. Everybody's been on this planet. Like people who've been reincarnating for 100,000 years, they probably want to get the fuck out of here. other people, maybe it's like, you know, Ron said one time, like they might be, if they've only been here for a few incarnations or whatever, they might be still like a kid in a candy store. They don't mind the duality. They're not sick of it yet. They just haven't experienced it. So there's a lot of possibilities, and it's really up to us to understand that and to break free of it. And I think that if you do want to do the true ascension, you really do have to probably go on the homestead and really get out of time. So that way, you're, you know, not looking at the clock, not it's Tuesday. It's like, okay, we've created this and like, yeah, we're done with the outside world in some ways. I don't know if that's true, but because if you have to be 100% in your body and remove judgments, I guess maybe you can do that in this world, mm-hmm. but it's very difficult. I mm-hmm. like, especially with your own friends and family, right? Mm-hmm. So I find it easy when I'm by myself in the woods or by myself at home and things like mm-hmm. that. And I can feel the light in me, but it's like generally other people bring us into darkness, whether it be through, you know, psychic attacks, or they don't, you know, it's like you can't communicate this stuff with them or their emotions. It's just like you're going down to a different level for a little bit.
Right. Karen, you got any input on that?
Well, it's actually funny because I always knew my whole life. I always said, okay, you're not going to be here when you turn 52. Like I knew, like I would just resign myself to it. Like when I'm 52, I won't be here. Mm-hmm. So and I know what that means now. That's like death of the ego for mm-hmm. me. Like mm-hmm. it is a death in mm-hmm. a way because it's death of the ego. That old person that I used to be that was conditioned to that awful world. I mean, I remember being young and saying like, I don't want to be here. I just don't like it here. Like I never felt okay. And so I just was excited to turn 52 so I could get the hell out of here. Right? Like I was like, come on, give me, like, I was so happy on my 50th birthday because I'm like, I'm getting 2 years away and I'm out of this fucking hellhole. Excuse my language, sunshine. It's a day.
It's good. No, it's good. We've had our one F word. You're good. We're good.
Okay, I'm done. I promise I'll be so good.
No, you're good.
That's kind of where I'm at. And it is. There is a death to it. And you don't mm-hmm. have to. I always thought it was like the whole shebang, you know, the body, everything. I'm out of here. So mm-hmm. really, it is intriguing because as I let go of that past me, mm-hmm. let go of all of those, what do you call it, cordings and all of these things, mm-hmm. I become more me, become who I'm supposed to be. Does that make sense?
It does. I'm kind of doing the same thing. Back when I was doing the Christian walk, Shelley is calling in, and you guys, we're going to bring her on after I talk here. We'll bring her on. Arrow is here. So we'll bring Arrow on. But I want to follow up on what you said, Karen, because that was me. Whenever I was doing the Christian thing, everybody was talking about, you know, when Jesus comes back and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I just always sensed I would never die. That I would whoop, be taken up in the blink of an eye, you know? And I'm like, who knew that that's okay. That's where it's at. So I'm 61 and I'm like, I got my elevator shoes on. I'm ready. I'm like, woohoo, let's go, you know? So. Anyway, you guys, I love everything that you shared because we're just being real and raw. And that's the whole thing about Whiplash Talk. And if you're ever a guest on Whiplash Talk, just be real and just be raw. And because that is how we help people. My promise when I started this show, as Karen knows, my promise was that I will always be brutally honest to the point of, you know, a raw. And I'm swimming through mud on the way to ascension. And if we help one person today, guys, that's my goal. That's my goal, is to help one person. Okay, BBS, is Arrow still with us?
Can I interrupt you for one second?
Yeah, go ahead.
because the synchronicities are absolutely crazy, because mm-hmm. I was just about to say, as before I hang up, if any of the listeners are inspired to stay on 4 o'clock for being inspired by Q,
yep.
It's going to be real. It's going to be super raw. Mm-hmm. And I was told that there's something I need to do, and I'm going to do it. So it's authentic. It is real. It is raw. And it is coming to everybody at 4 o'clock. So that was the awesome. Synchronistic. You just said real and raw, and those were going to be my words. So,
well, I'll be there for you. I'm in your corner.
Thank you. And I'll hang up now, and I will be back with all of you. I'm with you anyway. We're right here.
And you know what? That's the name of my my YouTube channel. It's like a play on my names, because my name's Raw Banderson. So it's spelled RAWBAND, like band, like frequency band. And then Banderson is in brackets. So it's Raw Band, Raw Banderson.
I love it. Yeah. Hey, Karen, you might stay on. Arrow was coming on. She made a comment referencing you about being synchronistic with you. So stay on for just a second if you can. Arrow, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thanks for telling her to stay on the line. I'm here going. Karen, stay on.
I hope she's still here.
I love you, Shelley.
There you go.
Oh, I love you, Karen. And Karen, I'm so sorry I hung the call up on you today, but that's my synchronistic story today is you were ruining my joke by calling in before me. Usually I call in before you.
You always beat me.
Yeah. And I didn't hear them invite callers and they have a guest on. And so when she said there's a caller, I went, we can call in. And I just wanted to pick up the phone. And then Karen started talking. I'm like, is that Karen? Oh, no, I was supposed to call in first. And as soon as Thomas put me through, I heard Sunshine go, well, we lost Karen. And I said, I'm sorry. Because I was coming in going, I'm supposed to come first, Karen. It's going to ruin my joke. My joke was, I was going to say, Karen, are you stalking me?
That's so funny. You guys are hilarious.
Follow you, Shelly.
All right.
You know, oh, I love it, Shelly.
I am going to listen to your show today. I love the being raw connection. And I'm just going to hold a pillar of light. You can do this, girl.
You got it. We got you back. All right. Thanks for calling in, Shelly, Arrow, and Karen. Karen, go get your shit together and get ready for your show.
Got it, girl.
See ya. Talk to you later, guys. Bye.
Bye, little fish, Shelly.
Okay, Rob. Okay, Shane. Just the three of us.
Ask you guys a question, Mog. We're on the phone. And mm-hmm. I spoke with Karen about this yesterday, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke with a few other people. When Q started doing his shows, mm-hmm. When I found Q, I didn't have anybody to really talk to about what was going on with me. And I'd been experiencing this for years. But when I finally found and I started listening to Q, before I really started understanding who and what he was, I felt like he was talking directly to me. Every week he was describing something that I went through the week before. I'm like, who is this guy? Is he watching me? I don't understand what's going on here. So, and during this process, I've talked to many people that says, he says this, he was doing the same thing with me. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering if y'all had the same experience.
I'll go first, if that's okay, Rob.
Yeah,
I used to call it, he's reading my mail, because it's like, my goodness, how did he know that? And how does he, wow. And the way that I got connected with co-hosting with him after he was with Asha, which was like, how do you follow Asha? My gosh, that was like, set up for failure, in your ego mind. But, Yeah, the way I got connected to him was that he had heard a show that I had done, I guess, or was told about a show that I had done about my profession. And it had, you know, it kind of aligned with homesteading and that kind of thing. And I'd done a whole show on how to do the BLM website and how to navigate through it and what to look for and what they're looking for. But yeah, absolutely. There were times when I'd be listening and it's like, my goodness, you know, is he reading the mail? Well, if you think about it, he's source. We're all source. And so he knows us all. And he made a comment one time when somebody called in and said, hey, so where's Mermaid? And he's like, I don't know. But later on, he came back to that. He circled back to that. And he said, she's source. We're one, you know, and I know exactly where she is, wherever she is, basically in the whole entire freaking universe's plus. And so why would he not be able to speak to us in that same way? So that's where I got that he's reading my mail. And there were times to where when he would say, I see your list. And I really felt that, you know, you don't feel it physically, but I really felt that he was viewing things through my eyes, but it was through my heart center eyes, if that makes sense. Does that help?
No, yes. I mean, absolutely.
Yeah. And I totally agree. So to kind of circle back with what I was talking about at the beginning of the show, when I said I went and delivered, mailed my screenplay and letter to Icon Productions. Yeah. So there was many months ago, I think it was January of last year, on one of the shows. And I was like, you know, I just don't know who's going to really be able to help me with this. Like, nobody's going to understand it, what I have written here. The few people that I did send it to, some people understood it. Not a lot of people did. They just not ready for this type of material.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw Mel Gibson on Joe Rogan's podcast, and he was talking about doing a new movie. And I was like, oh my God, like, I just watched it and I was like, it's Mel Gibson. Like, Mel Gibson can help, because he's getting to that point. He's still getting through he's still at the religious side of things.
Yeah.
But he was really talking about, he was talking about, they're doing, I guess they did the Passion of the Christ. Now I guess they're doing something called the Resurrection. And he was talking about, like, what's the deal with, you know, this battle between good and evil and light and dark. And he's like, and what's our role in it? And I was like, oh my God, he's ready for this material.
Right.
And so I was like, so excited. And then the next that weekend Q show, I think like one of the first things he said, maybe it was on Being Inspired. And he said, John is in Mel Gibson. John is
yes.
Mel Gibson.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And I was like, that was the sign to me. Yes. That I was like, I was like, that's how I know who to reach out to now.
Yes. Yeah. 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 And you know who that John was.
Yeah.
So cool. So yeah, cool. So,
and then another time you mentioned, you know, we're going to have somebody on the Q team reach out to him. And so I was like, it took me like, it felt like the past, I wanted to do it a while ago, and I was humming and hawing, and I had this like screenplay that I'd written over a weekend, and I was like, well, should I update it? And I was like, I'm trying not to judge my former creations, because that's darkness. Right. So I was like, oh my God, like it's so out there. And it just doesn't align with where I'm at today. But I was like, you know what? So I was kind of humming and hawing for like a month or two, and I was like, it was on the back burner, and I just needed to sit down and write him. I wanted to write a letter, like a handwritten letter, you know?
Oh,
like,
cool.
Yeah, yeah, because it's like emails and stuff like that are just typed up. There's just so much more, you know, authenticity in a handwritten letter. And so I knew it was going to take me like, you know, maybe a couple hours or whatever, just to kind of actually sit down and do it. And, but I'd been bouncing back and forth. And then I was like, you know what? I just have to just stop judging my former self, my former creation. It's what I did at the time. It's like no different than me being like, oh, this grade one drawing I did is a piece of crap. You know, like, why would I care what I wrote a few years ago? It's in the past. So I just sucked it up and wrote the letter and attached the screenplay with some images and everything that I'd written up. And I mailed it off this week. So
nice.
Yeah.
I love that. That's
fantastic.
Yeah, very, very cool.
So I'll let you guys know when we start production.
Yes, absolutely.
I want to do a real live, like docu-series about, you know, people's projects, about everything that's going on. I want to do like a, you know, a weekly show or a bi-weekly or even just once a month, a really good show. But I want it to be a docu-series. Like I want to go, like I do video work and stuff like that and photography. So I don't mind doing those sorts of things and just make it really fun, like, you know, go on the road and go visit different locations and travel around and you know, see how things are actually looking, like be on, you know, broadcasting as I drive around and things like that, or fly around. I was supposed to have an airplane where my pilot's license by now, but that's been put on the back burner, but all good.
I love it.
So yeah. Oh, did we lose? Oh, Sunshine's still there. I think we lost her. Just me and you, Shane. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying every day. The way I wake up and the way I start my days, I just start creating. Then I get out in public and I start moving around, and things just start moving. It's almost like the earth is our playground. And once you start to realize that, you look back at the journey that we've been on, and you just wish that you could tell people it's just not as hard as we make it out to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
I totally agree. And you know what? I'm glad you said that, man, because last night, you know, I think it was Sunshine mentioned earlier on the call, and she was kind of saying, like, you know, jumping in and out and being in the moment. And last night I went for a walk, like, really, like, it was in the dark. And so I went down to the lake front and the water and just sat to, and just sat by the water for a bit. And then as I was walking back, I was like, there's really, really big, like, mansions down by the water, like right on Lake Ontario, and beautiful mm-hmm. homes. And, you know, like, a part of me maybe was resentful or something, cause I don't live in one of them, but, and I didn't, but this time, like, I just walked through and people, you know, have their Christmas lights up, and I'm not really big on Christmas or anything, but I just had this wonderful sense of, like, feeling so in the moment and so, like, projecting that whole reality that, like, everything's perfect. Like, it couldn't be mm-hmm. any different. It couldn't be any better. It's absolutely perfect. My life is perfect. My whole, all the ups and downs, like, it was just like, it couldn't have been any other way. It was my movie. Like, and sure, it was an emotional roller coaster and it seemed like hell at times, but and to feel like that, I think that's doing the work and doing the clearings and doing demands mm-hmm. and getting to that point where you can be like, wow, I don't have an emotional charge on my past at all anymore. Like, you know, and if it is, it's just a little slight, almost like a little tear of joy. Like, there was, even the pain was beautiful in some way, or, you know, you just
right.
say, okay, there was something there that, you know, it's okay. Not that pain's awesome or whatever, because I've been through a lot of it, but that it was perfect right. and it doesn't have to affect you in the current now moment anymore.
That's really good. I guess my internet dropped. Sorry, I'm back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. So, thank you. So I too am, this is the first year I'm just not doing no Christmas, like, really last year too, but this is the real one, because I've kind of, as you guys know, I've said I've kind of unplugged from family. But I really love, I have a shirt that says my favorite color is Christmas lights. and I love, and actually like just the white lights. And so I love the lights. And I, one of my favorite things to do is sit in a dark living room and just have, like, lights on the tree. I'm just going to call it the tree. Mm-hmm. And Bill, my partner that passed away, he knew how I loved that and that it was a struggle for me to, like, what do you mean, like, Christmas? I can't have Christmas, you know, that kind of thing. And he's like, well, why don't you just make it an all year round tree? Why don't you have a winter tree? Why don't you have a summer tree? Why don't you have a spring tree? And, you know, just decorate it the way you want to. And I talked to one of my friends. I don't have her permission, so I won't use her name. And she's had her own show. And they have a giving tree, and so they keep it decorated all year round. And there's always something on there when somebody comes by that, you know, we'll pick something, and it's just, it's filled with gifts for people, you know. But it's not like Christmas gifts; it's just a giving tree. And I'm like, well, that's fun. So I have it, but I'm going to, because that's one of my favorite peaceful things to do, is just to, one, go look at them, like you said, just walk and just get lost in the moment. But two, to just sit in a peaceful living room with the lights, with just lights on, and just kind of like what our friend did on the sofa. He just stared at the candle for hours. And that's just kind of one of my favorite things to do. So don't know if that frees anybody else up, if they're in that duality of, do I do Christmas or do I not? That's how I'm handling it. That's because I like the lights, but I don't want to participate in the commercialism or the other part of the religious part of it.
Yeah, me neither. I'm not big on it. And like last year was the first year when I lived with, you know, other family members there. And I even had, you know, I lived with my best friend and his little brother and my brother. And so when we had everybody, you know, all the girlfriends and the two dogs, we had a massive house full of people all the time. And, you know,
right.
Christmas was a big thing and we'd have parties and this and that. And like last year was the first year we didn't put anything up till Christmas Eve. And, mm-hmm. and that was awesome. It was like, okay, Christmas is 3 days. It's Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and Boxing Day. And then it's done, you know, like,
right.
And so I'm with you on that. And last year, actually, I just went out and I bought, instead of like, you know, even just a fake tree or whatever else, mm-hmm. or even a real tree, I went and bought a little micro, I forget what it was, like a micro cedar or something. Like he was just, mm-hmm. just a little guy, and I named him Hermie. And so I brought him home and watered him, and he was a real tree. And I planted him at a friend's house in the springtime. And so
nice.
I started that tradition. I'm going to do that now.
Yeah.
We got 3 minutes left, Thomas says.
3 minutes. Oh my gosh. What happened to the time? Yeah. I have an artificial that's like a skinny one that I, cause you know, 750 square feet. I'm kind of glad that's the only one I kept. Everything else, I left so many like heirloom family ornaments behind, just like, I don't know, do with them what you please. But so anyway, everything's gone except for when Bill had encouraged me to, why don't you just do a winter tree? I went and bought some completely new, different ornaments that had no attachment to any other than that. It honestly, now that I'm by the ocean, it's kind of funny because it's ocean themed and ocean colored. And so I'm like, it's kind of a full circle thing for me. So I'm going to put it up and I'm going to enjoy awesome. It. Yeah. Shane, you're being quiet, buddy.
I'm just listening to y'all.
It's been a great show. Thank you so much for sharing all your synchronicities. I'm sure it helped a lot of people.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for.
That's what I believe. It will. I know it will. So any last words? I'll start with Rob. You got any last words for everybody?
Control your attention with absolute precision.
And how do you do that?
Mind to heart drops all day, every day.
Right?
It's very difficult. Or tell yourself, just be here now, or do everything in a sacred manner. Those are my go-tos.
That's good. Okay, say that again. So that, because people didn't, that was so good, they're going to want to write it down. So say it again.
Control your attention with absolute precision.
That's good.
I like it.
I do too. I don't even want to top that one. Do you, Shane? You want to close on that?
You can close on that if that's what you want to do.
No. Good. What you got?
Well, I had something come up and now I lost it, but you know what? I lost my train of thought.
Okay.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to make mistakes on this journey.
Of experiencing,
and I suggest not if you can. I've talked to a lot of people, and some of them are anticipating going out having to protect themselves energetically every day. And when you do that, you're creating a reality where you're going to have to use the tools to protect yourself. So instead of sometimes before you leave, and I'm not trying to create a belief system with somebody. It's just an experience from the heart. If you start your day with positivity and say, I know I'm just receiving light today, see what happens. But if you say, hey, I need to shrink wrap. I need to do this and I need to do that. I need to protect myself. I need to go out here and do clearings in the sky. Well, you're going to be stuck in that reality. And you're going to create that reality. And that's how fast things are moving.
Yeah, hold on. Shrink wrapping is not protecting yourself. It's protecting your aura. It's shrink wrapping your aura close to your body. So you're not protecting yourself from demonic attack. I don't know how to explain it. We're at the very end of the call, so we have to be careful. So
yeah,
we're at time, but yeah. I know what you're saying, but and you can draw people to yourself, but we've got to kick it off to your next show, Shane. You could have to hang up. We're going to have to kick it off to your next show, but we'll pick it up next time. You guys are welcome to come back again if you'd like. And if not,
I would love to. I'll be back next Saturday. Let's do it,
Shane.
Sounds good.
All right. We'll pick it up. We'll pick it up there.
Thank you, BBS, Sunshine, and Shane.
You're welcome. Thanks, CBS. Love you guys. Thank you, all my listeners. Bye.